una mezza mare, mamma non mi maradare. Figlio mio a cutterare, mamma mia pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abiscia ola, i te va, i te viene sempre a calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia avanti, se è baccalare, figlio mio.
Oh, mama, zoom, zoom, bacala. And another day of bacala. And in the summer, that bacala really eats up, boy. Woo. Yep. So, what's going on in the world? You know what the big talk is. Trump talk. Yep. On Trump talk, that... he's going to show North Korea a thing or two. Gold prices are up $14. Ah, what a freak show. What a freak show. North Korea, we got to watch out for those North Koreans, I tell you. Yep. You know what happened? They put sanctions on them. $1 billion. So here when you add it up, it's a $3 billion foreign revenue income stream that they have. The sanction resolutions aim to cut a third, or $1 billion, from North Korea's annual foreign revenue. Huh. What's Gates worth? About $80 billion. Warren Buffett, around $75 billion. Bezos, Zuckerberg, 58, whatever the numbers are, you know. An entire country, just to put this into perspective, they put sanctions on them. It aims to cut a third, or $1 billion, from North Korea's annual foreign revenue. That's how tiny this country is. I mean, $1 billion lost from Gates or Buffett or Zuckerberg or Bezos or Soros. Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, that's how poor North Korea is. North Korea is no threat to the United States. I've been hearing North Korea stories all my life. This is a country, and I was corrected last week, to the gentleman down in Tennessee, I said they have a GDP the size of, or a population the size of New York, and he corrected me. It was more like Texas or something. But anyway, the GDP is nothing. It's like West Virginia's. The reason that North Korea keeps testing missiles is because the United States and South Korea launched these massive drills right next to them. And China and Russia and North Korea are asking the Americans, please stop this intimidation. In response to the sanctions, North Korea warns U.S. rejects talks. Defying pressure from the United Nations sanctions, North Korea threatened to use nuclear weapons against the United States if militarily provoked, and said, quote, under no circumstances would it negotiate on its nuclear and missile weapons programs. Their foreign minister, Mr. Ri, said that they rejected assertions by some Security Council members that North Korea's military program constituted a global threat. And said they were instead a legitimate option for self-defense, quote, in the face of a clear and real nuclear threat posed by the United States. I agree with the cat. Again, if I have a gun, that doesn't mean I'm going to use it, which I do, but I haven't used it, other than for target practice. So how about the Second Amendment? You know, that amendment that you have the right to bear arms, to defend yourself. But North Korea is not allowed to defend themselves. And the language about North Korea, what have they done? How they treat their people is none of my business. If it's your business, go over there and do something about it. Ain't my trip. No foreign entanglements. I believe in the founding fathers. George Washington's farewell address. So look what's going on. The language. And now, of course, with Trump coming out, you know, we're going to show you guys a thing or two. You know, you don't mess with us. Yep. Yep. North Korea, best not make any more threats to the United States, Trump told reporters, speaking slowly and deliberately, with his arms crossed in front of him. His arms crossed in front of him. Who cares? Quote, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Ah. Yeah, as he said, as it was, what, the 72nd year of the massacre at Hiroshima? Oh, yeah, world's never seen anything like that. Hey, Nagasaki. Forgot about that, Trump, huh? Slaughtering people for no reason at all. Eisenhower didn't want it. That little freak Truman did. Guess it boosted you in the polls so you could get elected, huh? Clown of a boy. Yep. He, meaning head of North Korea, has been very threatening. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly power. I wonder what frankly power looks like. A little bit of frankly power for my nose. Frankly power. The likes of which the world has never seen before. Yes, it has, Trump. Trump. And again, as much as this guy disgusts me, I'm sick and tired of every day. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. What a freak show. The negativity rating on Trump is not only due to what he does and says, but how the media has framed it so he can't stand the guy. And people buy the BS and believe that the Russians were in collusion with Trump to win the election and not showing one piece of evidence. We think, we believe, we assess. Go to court and tell a judge that. And when he asks, you have any proof? No, but I think so. Me and my other flunkies agree. Trump went after that guy Blumenthal up in Connecticut. Little nothing of a boy again who pretended to be a fighter in Vietnam War. He never even been to Vietnam, and Trump called him out. And you read this clown Blumenthal's BS, how the Russians colluded in the elections. Not one shred of proof. Nothing. Zero. Nada. That's all right. You can say it all you want and keep saying it. Media repeats it, and the people buys it. The media. What a joke. It's not fake news. It's garbage news. One stupid story a day, and it's working. Listen, after every election, I've been around a while, they always used to say, well, whether or not you like who got elected, we're all Americans and have to stand together and support the President of the United States. Not this time, man. And I got it wrong. I thought after the election, they'd stop with this stuff. But boy, oh boy, that neocon hate wants to keep growing. No stopping them. Nope. Just keep spreading them lies. Keep pumping it out. And pumped out primarily by the major media, including the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, or I call it now, the New York Slimes. And that's not just an angry expression based on no facts. I keep giving them to you virtually every week here on Progressive Radio Network on Trends This Week. Here's another one. Front page story on Monday. U.S. Army dusts off Cold War era playbook. And there's a big photo right on the top of the page over there with three soldiers looking up in the sky as paratroopers come down from a plane that just jumped at them. 24 guys, and the picture's by George Welters for the New York Times. So there you got it, man. Hired to do propaganda. Picture perfect here. Picture perfect. Novo Selo Training Range, Bulgaria. And who's it written by? You've heard me tell his name before. Eric Schmidt. Yep. And of course, I have to be proper, so I can't pronounce it the way I would like to. But let's just call it another piece of Eric Schmidt's, a piece of Schmidt propaganda. Don't believe me? You know the motto of the Trends Journal. Think for yourself. After more than a decade spent fighting Islamic insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan, the United States Army is scrambling to relearn Cold War era skills to confront potential threats from Russia here in Eastern Europe, territory formerly defended by the Soviet Army. In one paragraph, this piece of Schmidt propaganda hits on hate and outright lies. First with the hate and stupidity, piece of Schmidt. The United States Army is scrambling to relearn Cold War era skills. Cold War era skills. Oh, how wonderful, you stupid moron of an ignorant lowlife man. Oh, wonderful Cold War era skills like that Vietnam War. Oh, we had to stop them commies from taking over Vietnam because after Vietnam, like the Slimers and the New York Timers sold us, those dominoes would be falling across Asia. And before you know it, they'd be landing on the shores of California. Oh, the Cold War era skill. What are the skills, piece of Schmidt? The Army has not been stopping wars, been causing them. Or I should say, fulfilling the wishes of psychopaths and prostitutes like you that put out for their psychopaths, paid to put out, of course. I would never accuse you of putting out for free. What kind of prostitute would you be? What Cold War era skills, piece of Schmidt, are you spewing out and writing this propaganda? And what potential threats from Russia here in Eastern Europe? It was the United States, Schmidt, that overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych in Ukraine in 2014. That we wrote about beginning in 2013, that you could hear Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State, yeah, under that Obama, that peace-loving man, yeah, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, who destroyed Libya, Syria, sold $150 billion of weaponry to murder people in Yemen to our lovely allies, the beheaders-in-chief, the Saudis. Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner who killed over 4,000 innocent people with drone strikes. Quote, I'm really good at killing people, he says, according to the book Double Down. So where is the threat from Russia? No, they did not invade Crimea. They've been there longer than America's been a country. But here is the most flagrant piece of Schmidt in that first paragraph. After more than a decade spent fighting Islamic insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan, wait a minute. That's not why the United States went into Afghanistan. No, you remember, there were bad guys over there. You remember little Georgie Bush? Yeah, there was Osama bin Laden. We had to go get him and the other bad guys there. Had nothing to do with, quote, Islamic insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan, 10 years, a decade? Oh, you know why we're in Iraq, Schmidt. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, you remember that one, don't you? Because you're the people that sold us the war with that yellow cakes and aluminum tubes. A piece of Schmidt. Ironically, as I read that yesterday, also, on antiwar.com, site I go to every day, is the man who launched www.occupypeace.us. I'm anti-war, and I'm not a pacifist. I'm just against slaughtering innocent people who have done nothing to me, no threat to me. America's ISIS war enters fourth year. On August 8th, 2014, a pair of U.S. jets launched their first airstrike against ISIS targets near the Iraqi Kurdish capital of Erbil. That marked the beginning of a protracted air war which continues today. Along an accompanying ground war, which, despite pledges of no boots on the ground, has quickly grown to many thousands of U.S. troops. The fourth year finds ISIS cell territory shrinking, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on. Hey, wait a minute. It says 4 years. America's ISIS war enters fourth year. Hey, Schmidt, you have, after more than a decade, spent fighting ISIS insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're a lying piece of crap. Your newspaper is a disgusting rag. You sell hate and promote murder. Journalist, you're a prostitute. Disgusting. Right there in front of us. No one calls them out. Nobody. And now, of course, the war talk heats up even a bit more. Getting hotter and hotter. As Trump, of course, like all of the others in their offices, continue to do the same thing in conditions such as these. And that is to get the people's minds off the problems. When all else fails, they take you to war, as I always say. And as they always do. Yep. The New York slime, the toilet paper record. Iran flexes its Afghanistan. In it, Iran flexes in Afghanistan as U.S. presence wanes. Now, that was only Sunday. Yep. Selling hatred, one piece after another. Four senior Iranian commanders were among the scores dead, Afghan intelligence officials said. Hey, if Afghan intelligence officials said it, that's proof that they were there, huh? Intelligence officials. Official, you know what? Iran has conducted an intensifying covert intervention, much of which is only now coming to light. It is providing local Taliban insurgents with weapons, money, and training. It has offered Taliban commanders sanctuary and fuel for their trucks. It has padded Taliban ranks by recruiting among Afghan Sunni refugees in Iran. And you know how we know that? According to Afghan and Western officials. What am I, 6 years old? I'm going to swallow that crap? Afghan and Western officials. How about show me some proof? We don't have to show you proof. You don't need proof. Propaganda, Salenti, does not need proof. It needs stupid people to believe us. And if we keep sending out the same message over and over again, the stupid people who live on sound bites will believe us. This has been proven. So we're just following orders. The New York slime, the toilet paper a record. Yep. Hey. You go to New York Times, you don't read about all those dead Yemenis, huh? Bah, 15 last week, 12 yesterday. You don't read about the United States slaughtering thousands in Mosul and Raqqa. Nah. Them is airstrikes. Operation Deadly Bombs. Or Clear the Sky. These stupid names they come up with, these operations. These guys are like they're still in the Boy Scouts. They never got out of it. Operation Desert Storm. Operation Iraqi Freedom. Operation up you know what. propaganda. Operation this, operation that. You need an operation in your head. It never, ever, ever stops. Yep. This North Korean thing's heating up. We have reaffirmed our position toward North Korea, Mr. Tillerson told reporters. Yep. We got to get rid of them weapons. We will, under no circumstances, put the nukes and ballistic rockets on the negotiating table, Mr. Ri said. And of course, Ri is North Korea's foreign minister. And I don't blame him. You know, the United States, what, they launched another ICBM last week? That's okay. Hey. We are America. We're the exceptionals. We could do anything we want, but nobody else can. Exceptional murders. Murderers with a track record to prove it. Doesn't stop. Just keeps going on and on. Yep, yep, yep. Murder. Murder in the first degree. Anyway, moving on. Obama urges calm in Kenya as fears grow over election. Mr. Obama expressed disappointment in the campaign so far. Quote, in Kenya's elections, we have already seen too much incitement that appeals based on fear from all sides. Yeah, you should know, man. Just like over here. You remember Obama going out there campaigning? Folks. Folks. If you don't vote for Hillary, then you're voting against my legacy. A legacy of lies. Me, Barack Obama, the nobody from nowhere. From Illinois. Social worker. Community organizer who organized nothing. Propped up by the Pritzker family. You know, those hotel folks. You know me, Obama. I could tell you all about elections and how to lie to get elected. Folks. Why that NAFTA? We're going to revisit it. Yep. I'm going to be the most transparent president you ever seen. That's right. But I'm not going to allow you to read that Trans-Pacific Partnership, even though I said I was going to renegotiate NAFTA, which I lied just to win those Rust Belt votes. But you can't read it because I'm a liar. Transparent, you can see right through me. Yep. And you know me. I win that Nobel Peace Prize, and I'm going to escalate that war in Afghanistan and send 33,000 more troops. Folks. The peace president who robbed us of our habeas corpus rights when he signed the National Defense Authorization Act on New Year's Eve 2011. I mean, everybody's waiting for the ball to drop, and he dropped it on us, man. Yeah, that Obama. The only thing Obama's done positive, as I see it, and that Trump is trying to derail, is getting rid of the Iranian sanctions. That's the only thing that, to me, was an Obama positive. Folks, hey, you see the latest numbers? $150 billion in fines paid by U.S. banks. Well, by the banksters, I should say. Not only the U.S. banks. For their misdemeanors and missteps in shafting millions of people with lies and deceptions that brought on the panic of 08. And Obama promised to bring them to jail, pay for their crimes. He brought in Eric Holder. Yep. Yep. He's now working for that white shoe boy firm that protects the banksters. Eric, too big to jail, Holder. Yeah, that Obama. He knows all about what's going on in Kenya. He could give them great advice. So things are heating up. That's why you're seeing gold prices going up. 1278.70 up 1610. On the market front, in reaction to Trump, Dow's down, but only 67 points. We're still looking for a 10% correction. Oil prices, Brent crude, 52. And we stick by our forecast, and I would humbly suggest we've been the most accurate on oil for the last 2 years. The range you see is the range it'll be. And it'll keep going with more pressure on it on a downward trend. Unless, of course, there's war in the Middle East or elsewhere. And of course, anyone like to call in? 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. And, of course, if you'd like to subscribe to the Trends Journal, the only place in the world to read history before it happens, go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, and you can find out more about it. And if you can't afford the full price, which is only $99 a year, and that includes, of course, trend alerts each week, trends monthly, trends journal quarterly, and trends in the news each weekday night. We'll call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. And we have Randolph in Montreal, Canada, I'm only kidding.
Hello, Gerald.
Hello, Randolph.
I'd like to congratulate you on your Occupy piece. What I would like to know, do you feel the way the political system is working now, that people eventually will demand a change in this so-called representative government? In other words, the representatives who are carrying the message from the electorate are just totally ignoring it and acting as if they can come to your house and tell you how to run things. In other words, your messenger is running your life. In other words, even the problem is that even if you elect somebody, and once they get to that situation, they cannot perform what the electorate wants them to, because they have to have agreements with other of these representatives. Why not just eliminate the middleman? Why just people in the in the constituency decide what they want to do, what they want to have, and just have the civil servants carry out the instructions of the electorate? Why do you need to get people to cost absolute fortunes to be elected, and so they require, in other words, they have to be bribed? They have to pay for their being elected, so just get rid of them. Just have, what do they call these things? The
referendums, direct
right,
democracy.
Right, right. And instead of having the middleman having to corrupt everybody in sight, actually just do what the electorate would have told the individual messenger to do.
Well, a number of years ago, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, we launched direct democracy as a movement, and taking the framework from the richest country in the world, one of them, and where they haven't had war since 1850, and that's Switzerland. Direct democracy. The people tell them what to do. And they have referendums on major issues. And by the way, with Occupy Peace, one of the platforms is that Congress must vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II, and that we'd have a referendum on each state ballot where we'll tell the people how to vote. Again,
Bravo.
Direct democracy. And then people would counter with, well, you know, Switzerland's a small country. And I'd say, so what? If 5 million people vote or 100 million people vote, what's the difference? If you could bank online, you could vote online.
Very good.
Oh, they'd be hacked. Well, you could hack a banking when you go. It makes no difference. How many of the, you know, the election systems are rigged all the time in so many different places. We could have it open to everyone, the whole system, so you could see if there was any fraud being committed. So they don't want that. So I agree with you 100%. We did a whole issue in the Trends Journal. The cover is called Direct Democracy. I think it was in 2011. So I'm totally on your page. And as you said, these aren't campaign contributions. They're bribes. You know, grow up, everybody. How could you let some little clown of a nobody tell you how to run your life? And people do it. They argue. They argue that my jerk is better than your jerk, and I'll swallow the crap my jerk feeds me because I'm a member of that jerk's party. The people haven't grown up.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Maintain the courage. You're a very courageous gentlemen, you're not afraid to say what is necessary to be said. And you know, that's why, unfortunately, the most decent people won't be elected. Because everybody calls them, what do they call them? Politically
radicals.
Correct.
Insurgents, yeah. Yep.
You
yeah.
know?
I,
so
yeah, thank you very much,
they're
Randolph.
Decent
you know,
people, and they don't get elected.
I have a saying, everyone I love is dead, you know. And so I'm not holding on to anything. And I have one of my sayings is, and again, always with the preface, you know, think for yourself. I don't tell people what to believe. For me, hell is taking that last breath and knowing that you weren't the person you said you were or could have been. And I don't want to go to hell. I don't know what hell is, but you know, I don't believe in the definitions given by standard religions. Whatever hell is, you know, you create it. And but anyway, thank you very much, and
You're
I appreciate your insights. We're on the exact same page. We have Eric from Albany.
Hey, Gerald. On Monday, RT reported that Russia intends to reduce reliance on U.S. dollar and payment systems in response to sanctions. Now, this sounds like something we'd go to war over.
Well, talking about RT,
and nobody in the Western
RT.
Press is talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think so. The big one is the petrodollars.
Well, but
that could be part of it. You're right.
That's a big part of it.
Yep. And that's the big thing. That's what keeps the dollar where the dollar is. But it's very important, you know, to understand that even with the pressure under the dollar, and the dollar, by the way, has lost 7% of its value since the beginning of the year. And it took a real spike when Trump got elected. But now it's going in reverse. So you're right. You know, if there was real pressure under the from the dollar losing its hierarchical status, because some 80, I think it's about 85 or 87% of most of the transactions done and still in the reserves are dollars, and like the yuan, the Chinese currency doesn't even rank. The euro's number two. And after that, there's nothing. But you're right. It all comes down to the bottom line. As I always say, when all else fails, they take you to war. And if the bottom line is threatened, war is on the horizon.
Have a care.
And by the way, you know, you're up in Albany over here. I'm not too far from you, about an hour away. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate up there in Albany as a young man. And Al Abrams, wonderful man, was the Secretary of the Senate. You know, ran the whole operation. But that's where I learned a lot of what I learned, and it was the worst job I ever had in my life. I tell the story a number of times. You know, I'd be hanging out in the back of the chambers, and you know, my buddies, they got a flunky, a sergeant at arms. Imagine we pay for a sergeant at arms. Some jerk to open the door so these clowns could walk in and out. And a senator would walk in and my buddy would leave me. And well, buddies, and they one after another, they'd follow the senators to their chairs and pull out the chair and help them sit down. And they'd come back and I'd say to them, hey, man, what's the matter? The cat can't sit down by himself. He needs some help. And they'd say, you know, Gerald, you have an attitude like that. You're not going to make it around here. And I said, listen, that's not the way I grew up. You know, my mother, may his soul rest in peace, when I was a young boy, before I knew what the word meant, she would say to me, I hate cowards. Can you imagine a mother saying that to a boy today? I hate cowards. And I wouldn't be a coward. I would do nothing in that way to disrespect my mother. So I left there after a session. I couldn't stand that job. But that's where I learned a lot on the inside. I mean, as a young kid, I'm sitting there with Malcolm Wilson, the governor of New York, and Warren Anderson, and my boss and my buddy, Brian Donahue, may he rest in peace. His wife became the lieutenant governor under Pataki. And here we are, you know, these two kids. And sitting in the chamber in my Robert Hall suit, eating shrimp cocktail and listening to these guys. And I, even as a young guy, said, what's going on over here? This is nothing. And that's all it was. It's an empty shell. And when people realize, and as Randolph was saying before, how could you let people run your lives, representatives coming into your life and telling you what to do? It's disgraceful. Well, thank you very much, Eric from Albany.
Pleasure. Thanks.
We also got an Eric from Brooklyn. It's an Eric Day.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Yes, hello. I love your show. I mean, hello? Hello?
Yes, hi there, Eric.
Okay. Yes, like I was saying, I love your show and I love the passion. And I think, you know, that's also my style. You kind of have to hit people over the head with the truth because they won't accept it any other way. A part of what, you know, what I see is that the news have people kind of arguing against themselves. So you have this healthcare bill that's a disaster. That was put forward by Obama, the Democrats, the Republicans, all of them, and the insurance companies for them to profit off of our sickness. And here we have ordinary people arguing to promote and keep it. You know, so in essence,
you have Trump playing the kind of devil's advocate. Yeah, we're going to do away with something that really is going to screw you in the end. And everybody clamors to hold on to it. You know, and it shows, it demonstrates constantly that people refuse to think in this society. And it reaffirms to them that they could do whatever they want. You know? I mean, and this goes on and on. You have the transgenders who are now fighting to be a part of this criminal war machine when they should be happy that they're not included, and they should be fighting to have other people not be included. But they are arguing the opposite of what they should. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I hear every word you're saying, and I agree with you 100%. And it just keeps going back in my mind. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I love old jazz, and not progressive jazz. You know, there was this, you know, the one of the songs I play in the opening of the song, you know, C'è la luna mezza mare. It's Louis mm-hmm. Prima, and Louis Prima yeah. used to say, "Play pretty for the people," and you know, the people are. You know, tough lives, they're going out to get entertained. They don't want to hear you, you know, basically masturbating in public. These are the notes I can hit. I don't care if there's no melody or harmony. Look at me. Yeah. You know what? It's not what it's about. You're supposed to entertain the people. Now, this is a guy that goes back, by the way. He started playing in the 20s. Anyway, so I liked, you know, I liked the jazz from the beginning, you know, up until the progressive era. And I bought a three-set CD somewhere. And it's about World War II and the songs of World War II. And they have cuts from, you know, different, you know, Winston Churchill, this and that, along with the music. And I'm saying to myself, Eric, the propaganda that they're selling. When they talk about World War II, nobody talks about World War I. Every historian that's worth a half a penny knows that war was totally avoidable, World War I, and the conditions set at the Treaty of Versailles set up World War II. Anybody knows that. But yet you had all the people die for World War I, die for World War II. So the things that you're saying about people with Obamacare or this or that, facts don't count. People buy propaganda. It hasn't changed. It's country after country. It's Kenya. It's South Africa. It's the UK. It's Italy. It's France. Look what they elected in France. A Rothschild boy.
Yeah, it's a planet full of really fearful people. And, you know, they're being preyed upon by the predators. And they you know, the more they're preyed upon, the less they react, the more they kind of shrivel away and refuse to see what's in front of them. And, you know, I thought I was always advocating for Trump, you know, to be president, because I feel like he's the kind of person that will hit you over the head and you got to put your hands up or get battered. And here are these people getting battered and they refuse to think. They refuse to put their hands up. And, you know, so at this point, what possibly could anyone do, you know, except for keep pointing out the facts and keep pointing out the truth. And hopefully somebody, I mean, these people will react, because it's incredible. You know, I have so many of my friends that you know, that are well-educated, that are arguing for transgenders to be included as if that's some kind of great thing, you know? So it's just, it's so sick. But I really appreciate.
What did you? How did you say it? What did you say about why people don't react? If you could say that again about, you know, they get hit and they with all this stuff.
I'm saying that they, you know, I think that Trump would be the kind of person to hit you over the head, and you know, if you don't put your hands up, you get battered. So here's this guy hitting you over the head, clearly doing it and saying he's gonna do it. And people refuse to react. So they're getting battered and they just...
Well, that's the point that you got. And that is the people, the more they get hit, the more they hide. And it's a nation of courageless people, as I see it. And you're 100, I agree with everything that you've said. and that the people are basically afraid to fight back, and they'll argue despite giving the facts out. It's the same with my friends. I said to a friend 2 days ago, I said, you know, I said, Trump's done some positive things, and this person hates Trump. Oh, yeah, like what? I said, the media doesn't talk about the ceasefire in Syria. Yeah?
And peace with Russia. I mean, you know, what if we stopped fighting? What if we didn't fight with Russia for even a month? You know, wouldn't that be a positive thing for 1 month?
And some other positive Trump things. He has exposed what a fraud the media is.
Yes.
That's another positive. Another positive Trump thing is that he's saying, what are we doing in Afghanistan? There's no, why do we keep going there? So now he's questioning that. Those are positives.
However, he also keeps saying, if you want hell, you're going to get it. You know, if you want war, you're going to get it.
But
if
that I agree,
hell,
disagree with.
It.
You know, that I'm on the other
I'm
page with
it.
That.
Hold on. I'm saying that because he's saying that I'm giving you an alternative, you know, but the people that are controlling this country, the people that control the powers that be, don't want those alternatives. They don't want peace. They don't want to do
all right.
TPP.
They don't want peace. It's the military industrial complex.
Exactly.
It's what Eisenhower warned about.
If you don't wake up, you will get the hell, and everybody is still battering the man. I mean, I don't care about how arrogant and how crazy he is. The positive things that he does, you got to point it out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. People, you go, yeah. You know what the big headline now is? Again, more Russians, FBI raids Manafort. That's the guy that worked for Ukraine and worked as campaign chief for Trump and then left. So now that's the headline. More Let's Hate the Russians coming up. So thanks a lot, Eric and Eric.
Hey,
and
thank you.
And Randolph and everyone else. I appreciate your calls and your insights. I mean, it's great to have people like you all that listen to Progressive Radio Network. And this is the base, the foundation for change. And Eric from Brooklyn mentioned, you know, what can you do? You know, how can you do it? You do what you can do. Do something. Just don't talk about it. Take action. Again, we want to keep OccupyPeace.us moving forward. Anything you can do to help us, it's not helping me, it's helping you. Now is the best time I've seen in many years for a real strong peace movement with a platform. Close the bases overseas. Slimers like the New York Timers talk about Russian aggression. Yeah. You know how many bases Russia has? Well, they got one in Syria. Yeah, and another one in Vietnam. How many does the United States have? 800 in 80 countries. So we all can do something. The opportunity is in front of us. It's a freak show. And if you want freaks running your show, don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Vote Republican. Vote Democrat. Don't forget to vote. Vote for a freak that could run your life and ruin it. The change for opportunity has never been better. Support Progressive Radio Network. Consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. You get the Trends Journal, Trends Monthly, Trend Alerts each week, and Trends in the News each weekday night. So again, thank you all for tuning in and for all that you're doing. And remember, you know, this is a great opportunity right now. There's nothing there. And if we stick with what we have, we can see where we're going. Look, oh, and by the way, as I said, if you want to see, I thought it was a real good interview, go to RT, Russia Today. And yesterday I was on Boom Bust, and it was about what's going on in Japan. And they talk about the Russian media. Well, here it is, folks. I said what I wanted to say. When the woman started talking to me and said what the IMF said about Japan, I said, you mean the International Mafia Federation? Couldn't say that on American news. I'd have these little clowns like the Cuomo boy in CNN jump all over me in defense of the freaks that they love to defend. So keep staying on with Progressive Radio Network, and thank you very much for all that you do. And remember, the future is in your hands. This is Gerald Celente for Trends This Week. See you next week. Sitterunya bishaolo ideva, ide vene sempre pakalare del manene.